All right, on to the stuff that has to do with the city of College Station. Then, as the mayor is here to talk to us. Let's you know, obviously there are people who have levels of interest in it, but we any place on Welborn? You got anything new to tell us there?
Well, City College Station, we were very pleased that the Supreme Court, first the 10th Court of Appeals in Waco, and then the Supreme Court affirmed our position, our legal position, that petition was not the appropriate way to force incorporation. So that now that the lawsuit's off the table, I think we can really have a meaningful dialogue with the citizens of Welborn. And we had one meeting, and we were scheduled to have another, and then unfortunately Councilman Stewart passed away, and so that has been put off. But we are meeting October 6th at the Welborn Community Center with the folks from Welborn, and we'll continue our dialogue. So I'm excited about the possibility of us, you know, reaching some sort of amicable conclusion to the situation that will be beneficial to both parties.
Yeah, that's on a Wednesday. Is it a morning, afternoon, nighttime?
Afternoon, 4 to 6.
Okay, all right, opportunity. Now, one of the caveats here is that I think the state legislature is at least looking at this. This is a ETJ and annexation from your ETJ is something that we know here, but this isn't the only place in Texas where it's going
right.
on.
This is statewide.
So have you gotten some indication, or have you spoken to either Steve Ogden or Fred Brown, assuming that Steve Ogden is reelected, the elected officials as to what may be going on in Austin that could impact this?
No, I really haven't. I mean, I've seen Representative Brown on two occasions lately, but that was not the topic of discussion, so I really don't have anything to say about that would A, be intelligent, or B, correct. So.
Okay. Well, now, okay, so can you give us some insight or some things that you are talking to the legislators about that are important as far as city issues that the state legislature could be taking on?
Well, I think one thing, we have been consistently talking to the state legislature. When I say consistently, that a lot of municipalities is a possibility of you know, a quarter cent sales tax increase that could be dedicated to roads or something like that. That's something that the Texas Municipal League has asked the state for multiple years and has gotten nowhere. I think if the state was willing to add a quarter percent sales tax, they'd probably want it for their own budget.
Yeah, well, but
you don't want a gasoline tax or something because those are the people who use the roads. So, other than that, I think our, you know, the Texas Municipal League fairly well represents most of the cities. They have a legislative committee where, in fact, our Councilman Rusink serves on that legislative policy committee for the TML, which is the Texas Municipal League for the listeners. So, you know, we haven't gotten very far, but we'll keep asking.
No, Mayor Nancy Berry of College Station, our guest. One of the things that the legislature did do is they did increase the opportunity for you to gain a little more revenue in your hotel motel tax. It was not the increase that you had asked for. Do you foresee that College Station might be among the cities that would ask for an opportunity to increase the hotel motel tax?
We haven't talked about that yet, so I'm not sure. I have a meeting set up in a couple of weeks with the Convention and Visitors Bureau, which is gets the yeoman share of our hotel motel tax because it's called hot tax, hotel occupancy tax for HOT. And the state legislature is very clear as to what you can use the hot money for. And number one, I mean, it's a two-step test, but number one is you have to put heads in beds. So it has to, whatever you use that money for, has to increase tourism. And then there's another step to it as to what constitutes legal things if it meets the first test. So they're the major recipient of our hotel occupancy tax. So we would want to check with them and see what their recommendations would be.
Your first tax increase that you discussed, I guess, would kind of be a safety net if the transportation impact fee fails, because you're going to bring that to the voters. And if that fails, you do want to try to find some revenue sourced for improvement of roads. Is that basically the idea there?
Absolutely. You know, infrastructure always lags development just because of the cost of the roads and what have you. So if we could I don't want to say stay ahead because that's probably not realistic, but if we could not lag so far behind in terms of, you know, major road construction. A developer develops a subdivision, they put in the roads and they put it into, you know, code standards and the like. But we're talking about major collectors and arterials and the roads that, you know, carry a lot more cars. So if we can get those moving down the road a little further and quicker, then we have less intersections with congestion for a while. So that's, you know, a plus.
Sure. I've only been interested in it for maybe 40 years, but so I can't say it's the first time ever. But coming up in November, we will have a municipal election in November, something new, different. As one member of council, how do you feel about having a municipal election at the same time that you're having those other elections? And because I presume it's going to impact voter turnout.
Oh, I think it definitely will. I've only been in town almost 30 years, and I can't remember a council election in November either. I think it's going to be fairly interesting, and I think it's a total toss-up in terms of how it'll play out in the city. I think typically we get 20, 25,000 voters for a presidential gubernatorial election, and typically for council elections we get like about 4,000.
Yeah.
So, you know, you never know how it's going to go. I suspect there might be a large undervote. By that I mean if a voter goes in and votes a straight party, whether it be Republican or Democrat, it's not going to pick up a vote for the council because the council's nonpartisan.
Right.
So you're going to have to, you know, point and click on every.
Or if they're not interested either.
That's correct. And, you know, some people, when we get these elections where we have, you know, 63 constitutional amendments and one of them has to do with a county we've never heard of, well, you probably have heard of them, but I don't
people
know.
People lose interest as they, they wade through.
And if something is happening in about a county, I may not even know where it is. I usually don't vote because I think, well, it's subject to that county and let the people who have to deal with it every day make a decision if I'm not informed on that. So I think there'll be a large undercount. But even if we have, say, 8,000 or 10,000 people vote in the municipal election, that's huge. So I have no way of predicting that. I think it's going to be interesting to find out.
Well, what's your point of view as one member of council? Would you be in favor of moving municipal elections to coincide with these other elections in November?
I don't have an opinion, but I'm anxiously awaiting this because it really is kind of two sides of the coin. On the one hand, we're going to get a much larger turnout, which all of us would like.
I think it's a good thing, yes.
Yeah. But the question is, it's a nonpartisan race, and we don't pay any money to serve. So how much money can you spend on your election, number one?
Sure.
And number two, how much can you raise when the big guys are out there campaigning, and how much airtime are they sucking out of the market?
Sure.
So that, you know, you've got a gubernatorial race, you've got a congressional race, we have county races, and then we have our municipal election. So it'll be interesting to see. I have an open mind as to whether we would want to consider changing that. That might be a charter amendment. I'm
sure.
Not sure. And so that would be a whole process in and of itself.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it's certainly worth looking at, and this will give us a test run to find out.
Yeah, like you, I'm interested in it. Anything else on your radar screen this morning?
No, we're going to finally sign off, I believe, on the Bivisma deal.
Yes.
We're having a joint meeting with the city of Bryan on next Monday.
Yeah.
And so that'll be a nice thing to cross off the list. It's been ongoing for a while.
It's been a bit contentious sometimes.
Oh,
but
not under my administration.
No, okay, that was before you got here.
Exactly. But we're glad to be able to get that off our
off the to-do list. Huh?
Off the to-do list, but. Also, this Thursday, that'd be tomorrow, we're going to have a council meeting, and we'll look at the budget one more time and probably do any tweaking that we're going to need to tweak, and then probably pass the budget on Monday.
Oh, all right.
So very pleased that...
That's with 2 weeks to go.
Yeah. Hey, we're trying to be on top of things over here.
Okay,
yeah,
move that along. Yeah, outstanding. All right, good. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right,
always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. That's Nancy Berry, the mayor of College Station. We visit the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. Brought to you by Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet, Aggie Lane Lighting Center.